If you've ever wanted to whistle up a pair of wheels while walking around London, now you can. Friday's launch of the Barclays Cycle Hire scheme put 6,000 short hire bikes at 300 docking stations within a few hundred metres of any point in the centre of the city. No matter where you are, you shouldn't be more than a few minutes' walk from a hire bike. The project wisely keeps the bikes on a very short leash, charging a small flat access or membership fee and a progressively more expensive price for the time you've got a bike. The first half hour is free, so if you're just hopping from A to B, you can often ride without paying usage charges at all. Access costs £1 a day if you pay daily, down to as little as 12p a day if you buy yearly membership. The aim is to keep the bikes coming back to the docking stations to maximise availability for riders and minimise the chances of vandalism and theft. The bikes don't come with locks. While some riders see this as an inconvenience, you could always carry your own, the message is, don't lock it, dock it. Given the rate of theft of bikes in central London, it's far safer in the docking station than bolted to a lamppost, no matter how good you think your lock is. If a bike gets stolen while in your charge, you'll pick up the bill. Along with the bikes, TfL has released all the data behind the project, giving independent software developers the chance to build their own smartphone apps and maps. You can use these to locate the nearest docking stations, and there's even real-time data so you can see whether a station has bikes available or spaces left for you to dock. It's great that developers have risen to the challenge, and Londoners have a range of great apps across various platforms to choose from. There's even an independent web forum for cycle hire users. It isn't all happiness and joy. Barclays' branding of the scheme is crass and overbearing, not least given that banks and bankers don't ride high in many Londoners' affections. But given their £25 million contribution towards the project, Barclays were always going to want a prominent role in return for their money. If it weren't for the money talking, we might still be walking. The first day saw a few glitches, with over-tightened brakes leading to stiff wheels, crashes on the supporting website, and problems docking the bikes for a few. TfL responded sensibly by waiving everyone's usage charges for the day. If your bike's not docked, you're still being billed, so watch for the green light before you leave it. But overall, the experience has been positive, with thousands of journeys being taken without incident, and even a healthy contingent of cycle hire bikes on Friday evening's critical mass ride. Even for non-cyclists, the cycle hire scheme has brought a spin-off benefit for everyone by putting the excellent, clear, legible London maps on the monolith at every docking station, allowing walkers to find their way around far more easily than before. Hopefully, the future will bring an expansion of the scheme further out of the centre, with more docking stations and bikes over a wider area. But for now, the ability to pick up a bike and whiz around a park, or from the West End to the city without braving the buses or the tube, is a delightful and joyous privilege. While many tip Boris Johnson as a future Tory leader and Prime Minister, whether he keels over tomorrow or makes it to the very top, I suspect his finest legacy will always be that London's bikes are Boris bikes, a spontaneous and popular rebranding that no amount of sponsorship money is going to reverse. What a wonderful midsummer gift to the city.